We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm gonna wet my pants. Bon Jovi is your artist of the day.
Oh yeah. They made a lipstick plastic and paint. Don't you see when you rise?
All your life, all your best. When your daddy gonna talk to you? Come on, if we do.
So, Kara, I'm so happy you're back. Today is an important day, and Scott doesn't even know this.
Okay. So nice to have the whole band back together for the first time in a long time.
The band is back.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I have been waiting for this day because Scott, who never answers an email or does anything I tell him to do, is going to fall over when we open the box that my friends just brought into the studio. Please welcome Nick Nika and Malik James to the studio with that shiny box with the big red bow on it. And I am so excited to show you what is in that box.
Is it a head?
Well, there's a head on
sort
it.
Of. Right.
Sort of. So, guys, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
You are the two that brought the dube from New York City to Kansas City.
Oh, God.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank By you. The way, this is a great idea.
Well, thank you.
I saw Hartzell's down the hall.
Right.
Oh, very cool. Nice. Yes. Very nice.
Very cool.
So your grand opening was a few weeks ago. You yes, asked ma'am. Us to come in and get our dube done. Remind people what this is, because until you see it, it's really hard to conceptualize what this is.
Basically, this is a 3D scanning system that has 66 cameras. When you step in front of it, 66 cameras take one instantaneous picture of you, and mm-hmm. then from that we create a 3D file, and we can either create a 3D digital avatar or print it off like we did for you.
It's a little mini action figure, sort of.
Right.
The arms don't move, but
it's a mini Dana.
It's a mini Dana. Who doesn't want a mini Dana?
Me.
I'm so excited. My dad doesn't even know this is his birthday present because Ooh. I thought, wouldn't you love
You're
to have me with you
giving
all
this
the
for
time?
Your dad?
Yes.
Oh my
yes.
God.
I guarantee you, who would?
All right, so pass it over. I cannot wait. I mean, or you can open it.
No.
Okay.
That ribbon's actually from our ribbon cutting ceremony.
So, oh, I like it. How many people so far have done this in Kansas City? How many dubes do you have?
Oh, we've got a few hundred.
I saw the mayor did one.
We definitely have a good amount, but they haven't all got them back in yet.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, because when you go in and you get your picture taken, it doesn't print it out. You don't walk out
weeks.
With it.
Yeah,
it takes
it
a couple weeks.
Oh, 2 to 3 weeks.
I'm so excited. Okay, are we ready for the little mini Dana?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
I know, right?
I can see it on your face.
No, you can break it.
We glued it.
Let me into my doom!
We glued it so it would be hard. Just kidding.
Let me at it.
There you go.
Oh, it's all so pretty. Oh, my God, this is so weird. Here it is. Look.
You even have a Dana and Parks bumper sticker.
My gosh, that is hilarious. Okay, so I'm in there, and my daughter's like, well, I want a tube.
Oh, my gosh. Let me see.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
So people say, what do you do with it? I say, what do you not do with it?
That's right. I like to think of it as a time machine. You go in there, we freeze that moment in time, grab your personality.
I went in wearing my golf watch, Dan. Do you see? That's my golf Garmin. That's my little golf watch. The detail is
the bumper sticker,
just outstanding. Yeah. And I held up a Dana and Parks bumper sticker.
And can you read it?
You can absolutely
That's
see
awesome.
It. Is my butt really that big from the back? Maybe it's not.
That's what scares me about doing it. You know, maybe
make
I'll
you
lose
so
15 pounds and then go get a dude.
Look.
Have to do it before and after.
That's right.
Some of the odder things you've been asked, can you dube without your clothes on? The answer to that question you say is yes.
Yes.
I think that's really weird, but if that's your thing, whatever.
Right.
You know what you should do?
Some of us are proud, Dana. Some of us are proud.
Kara, you should do a naked dube and give it to your mother-in-law.
Yeah, that sounds like an awful idea.
Here's all of Kara.
Oh,
How much does it cost?
They start at $95 for a 4-inch, and they go up from there.
But you can get like a really, really.
That sounded kind of dirty.
You can get a big one. Oh, Scott. If you want a large.
You can go life size.
Yeah. Yes. Now, have you seen you've seen a life sized one?
Yeah. Actually, yes.
Is it?
It's amazing.
Creepy? I hate to use the word creepy. What is the life size one like?
Actually, I'll show you one that we're working on right now.
This gives new meaning to D-Pix.
Well, the larger you go, the resolution is just
more details.
More detailed. So suffice it to say, it looks like a real human
right.
sitting next to you. So there's a Buddhist monk that we're doing
in
a couple of poses that it's uncanny.
He's quiet. His dude's quiet.
He's very quiet.
I think it's fantastic.
Did he have to write down what he wanted you to do, or could he talk?
Well, it wasn't actually him doing it. It was a group of people that were getting him done.
People have done families. You can do your dog. I mean, there are a couple of dogs in there that are, wow.
Yeah.
Really
there
detailed.
There you go, Scott. Take Stella in.
There's the life-size monk. Wow. Scott, look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that is amazing. That is really amazing.
What's the material? What is this made out of?
It's a resin polymer.
In English?
Basically, it's a very, very fine talc powder.
Okay.
That's got,
Is it heat resistant? Could it melt?
It could. Put me in the microwave.
Right. The two things you want to do is we consider these not so much toys as a work of art. So you want to keep it away from moisture and direct sunlight.
Okay.
Sunlight, just like anything else, like your car or whatever, will eventually fade the color, and you don't want that. And then, of course, heat. There's not a lot of things that stand up to direct heat, so it will probably burn or melt or something like that if you have it to
look at that.
I can see my necklace. I have a very tiny, it's a teeny tiny, what do you call it, company? I'm so sorry.
Tibble?
No, but you can see the heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The tiny little light blue heart. Tiffany. Tiffany heart. And you can see it on there. And my sunglasses are on my head where they always are. Fantastic.
I just like how you can see the resemblance between your daughter and
hello. And so tell me, companies can do this? I mean, I see this like almost like a photo booth, and I don't know if it would work like that. But if you like own Cerner or something, will you guys go out and do their workforce?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are saying, give us the website address.
Oh, it's doob3d.com. I mean,
Doob, like a doobie?
Basically Doob. Like D as in dog, and then 00, and then B as in boy.
3D.
3D as in dog.com.
Karen, it's right down to the toenail polish on my feet, because I'm wearing flip-flops.
That's amazing.
I mean, it really, that is kind of crazy.
You know what's cool, is every time we get one of these at the store that we open it up, we act just like you do every time. Yeah. We're like, oh my God, this is great. So it's the best job.
Let me paint the picture real quick. You remember when Rod and we were kids, they had the Star Wars action figures where the arm moved, and like Luke Skywalker had the lightsaber that you had to move up his arm. They're not that.
Yeah, they're old school action figures.
They're not those. They're the new Star Wars action figures that you get like at Target or Walmart or wherever, where they're bigger. They don't move, okay? But they're just the figure. That's what it looks like, except the attention to detail is better.
A little tiny statue.
Yeah, it's like a little tiny color statue of Dana, and it scares me.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to have Kelly do? I'm going to have her place this like next to your bed on the pillow.
Oh, God.
When you wake up tomorrow, like, oh, my God.
I can't get away from her.
She's shrinking. Hi. I think this is fabulous. And it's one of those things.
That would ruin any movie.
People will say this, like, why? Why would you do this? And the first thing I said was, why wouldn't you do it?
Right, of course.
This is so fabulous.
Yeah. Well, any reason you'd have a photograph.
Or, you know what? Like, I think of my daughter's, like, golf team or something.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And you can do one person. You can do three people.
Can you do three people right next to each other?
You can. Absolutely. Yeah. You can do up to three people. Four if they're small and you have a kid, but three people for sure. But if not, you can do them individually. The price doesn't change. So you can do three people individually or three people together. It's still the same price. So it's a personal choice at that point.
A lot of people want to see pictures of it. We're Facebook living this right now, according to Dan Weinbaum. So just go to our Facebook page, the KMBZ Facebook page. It's on Facebook Live right now. And you can see the...
You got to do this. You have to do this. The original thought
come by tomorrow.
Original thought was we would have a Kara and a Rod, you know, and we would have the team... But you never listen to me. Does he ever listen to me, Kara?
No, of course not.
Oh, you should. And the funny thing, you said that you wanted to lose weight. So what I've done is I have a lot of before pictures of before dupes. And then people are going to wonder, where's your after? I'm like, I'm working on the after, but these are all the before ones.
All right.
Oh, my son is already like, where's, I totally, I want one. I want one right now. I'm like, all right. I bet you
do. It's dube3d.com.
Yep.
You are not paying us to be on the air. We're not paying you.
No.
There's no exchange here. What's the address?
6511 West 119th Street in Overland Park.
It's by Cheesecake Factory.
It is by Cheesecake Factory.
That's right.
Right behind Starbucks.
I'll come by tomorrow. But I want mine naked.
Please don't. You're not gonna guess what's in the box.
There might be an accessory charge with that.
Open the box.
Remember the old Saturday
Night? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Step one.
Yes. That's hilarious.
There's a box with a pretty red ribbon right there.
What's in the box, Scott? It's a D in the box.
That's right. That's my D.
Thank you, guys. That is so much fun.
You bet.
I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, but I love it.
You can do a lot of little tricks with it, too.
I love it.
Photo tricks. Make sure you make it look like you've been everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put Dana everywhere.
That's right. This is great.
Outstanding.
These are bad ideas. All right. Dube3D.com.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. All
right, we'll see you guys.
Thank you, guys.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, great.
All right. I'll wear my finest clothing.
Awesome.
Just wear clothing.
That's right. Hey, if not, we'll close it down for you.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
You know, the right hire can have a huge impact on your business. It's crucial to make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. You could try posting on job boards, but do you really know who will see it? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. Insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. That's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And hey, right now, go to LinkedIn.com/Dana. Get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/Dana for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you are closer than you think.
About the dube3d.com guys. I just heard Dana say to my side, I'm staring at me. But I actually, hang on, let me call her. I just thought of this. It's actually a pretty cool idea. If I do say so myself.
The number you have dialed.
Oh, please. Kara, get in here.
You can't use the phone, so you're summoning the only one of us who works.
I'm not yelling at her. I'm mad at me and the phone system.
Who's also pregnant?
I know I didn't mean to sound rude. I can't dial the phone. Would you just please sit down? I just thought of something.
Yeah.
Now that you're pregnant, as you get more and more pregnant, you ought to have a dupe of your pregnant self.
With Charlie.
No.
Touching
your with Charlie.
Belly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Little baby in the belly.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen and then inside
when he gets older, you can say, this was you before you were you.
Yeah. The problem with that is that I then have to pose for pictures while I'm pregnant.
Right? Yeah, please, let's keep that memory. Yeah,
exactly.
I hadn't crossed that bridge yet.
Yes, yes.
I'm still working out the details.
You know, you could also, I'm just throwing this out, you could dube your child every year.
Oh, that would be cute.
On the same day. On the same day every year, do one every year on that day. And then when they graduate high school, you have a really creepy collection of 18 of them to say, here you go, take this off to college with you.
These were the regrettable years.
You know, those middle school years when you looked a little awkward, those, we'll just kind of ignore
those.
These
were the braces. Missing, I killed you.
We didn't dupe you that year because I actually wish you weren't my child. I didn't want a reminder.
Oh my God, so cute.
It's actually not a bad idea.
It really is a good idea.
So, anyway.
Thank you.
No charge. That one's free.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The 12 soccer players and their coach are now all safely out of the cave in Thailand.
They got the last one out. Can you imagine being the last one and you're there by yourself?
The coach was the last one.
as it should be.
And he has become rather controversial. I was watching CNN this morning, and they said he has been vilified.
Oh, come on.
In the local media in Thailand, they're upset with him because he led them into the cave. And I guess it was his idea. Hey, let's go explore the cave. However,
thought, come on.
Do you know why he was in the worst condition of all 13?
I heard he gave them his food.
All of the food that he took in, he rationed to the children. But he's being vilified. And Jamie Monticelli was telling us earlier, there's talk over there in Thailand of suing him.
Oh, please.
For what? I'm assuming he's not worth a lot of money.
Now, see, it's interesting because if you look around the world, he's being praised as a hero. He is a Buddhist monk. He's being praised as a hero for his poise and calm during a situation that could have been really, was really bad. You know, if they sue him, I will be so sad. Now, God forbid, had half of those children died or three of them died or they couldn't get them out, then I can start to understand where people would be really questioning, why did we do this? This makes me angry. That kind of thing. They all got out, and thank God they all got out.
Sure. Is anybody to blame for this?
No. A monsoon. If you're wondering what that white noise is in the background, it is 10,000 damn degrees in this studio. We are running a fan. I am 44 years old. Come try to turn it off. I will cut you.
Are you in a mood today?
No.
I got that impression
I'm
out in the newsroom earlier.
I'm just 44, and, you know, have you ever been to dinner with a group of 44-year-old women when the restaurant's too hot? Give me some air. I need air. Like
Rod, you doing okay
like
in there,
I'm trapped
buddy?
In a cave.
Do you
get
need
me
a,
out
do you
of here.
You need a fan, Rodney?
I think he's a hero. I don't think there's a lawsuit. I think he kept them alive. I believe that. I really do.
A lot of people are pointing out a Thai Navy SEAL did lose his life trying to save them.
Well, and to his posthumous credit, they were saved because he was able to deliver, I think it was oxygen tanks.
He did.
To them, and then I believe he died on the way back. I've been reading about him too. They said, look, if it wasn't for this guy, who was an experienced
38 years old
cave diver, Navy SEAL guy, those kids would not have had the chance they had.
Scott, yesterday you were vilifying the coach. Now you're on his side. No, I'm not. They never should have gone into that cave. They never should have gone in. Can you imagine if I was on some, I don't know, maybe my soccer team went on a tournament?
Yeah.
Down in Springfield, Missouri or something, and we decided, hey, there's a cave over there in that hill. Let's go, team. Come on. The parents would be furious.
It does seem like there's a little bit of liability when you are the only one taking...
I think what we're doing is we all got so wrapped up in the story and the rescue, and it was a fascinating story. There's no question about it. Okay? But I think we're looking at this from the United States over into Thailand, where if your kid was on a soccer trip and the coach took them into the cave and they got stuck and they were in there for 14, 15, 16, 17 days and they had to be taken out by United States Navy SEALs and there was question about their health and their mental health for years to come, you would be furious. But for whatever reason, because this happened over in Thailand, we're willing to cut this guy some slack. Oh, come on. Lighten up on the coach, guys.
Okay, but wait. How many times does a
He should
scouting,
be vilified.
Wait, how many times does a scouting master look over the course of the last 50 years in America? They are on some, you know, advanced Eagle scouting type of weekend trip. And how many times has it happened that they start hiking or wandering, nightfall comes, and they get lost and have to be rescued. Now, I know the Boy Scouts are screaming never because we're Boy Scouts.
I can't think of one.
It happens, Scott.
No,
on excursions, it does happen.
576-7798 to the newsroom and Caramark, sir.
There's a lot of work left to do for families separated at the border. More next.
Are you sick of being the main course in your own backyard? You do not have to be anymore. You don't have to be in a constant battle with mosquitoes around your home this summer. Mosquito Joe can help. I wasn't going to let those annoying mosquitoes, ticks, fleas take anything away from our summer fun. I scheduled a treatment with Mosquito Joe, and you should too. You're going to love the owner, David, his father, Dale. They're great guys, and they get so many positive reviews. Mosquito Joe's technicians are trained mosquito control experts. They customize each treatment to your yard. It's convenient, effective, affordable, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Think about it. You got a big party coming up, barbecue or outdoor event. It should be remembered for the good times, not the mosquitoes. Especially think about this, an outdoor wedding. You got that coming up? Have them come out. They did an incredible job treating our yard. If you're a pet owner, they'll treat for fleas and ticks as well. You're going to love it. Give them a call, 855-ASK-A-JOE, 855-ASK-A-JOE, or online at MosquitoJoe.com. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
2:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Only about half of the children under 5 years of age who were taken from their families at the border will be returned before today's court-imposed deadline. Matthew Albens with ICE saying some reunifications will likely not happen due to various issues, including parents being deported. Albens says those parents who've been removed would have had the chance to decide whether the child was deported with them, but the majority chose to be deported without their kids.
Why we've seen many of these parents who have been removed decline to take their child is because they completed the smuggling act. Their goal, when they paid their smuggler and these criminal organizations and these cartels $5,000 or $6,000 to smuggle themselves into the country, their goal was to get their child here.
Now, of the 102 kids under age 5 who were determined to have been potentially separated from a parent, 27 are said to be not eligible for reunification. Reasons include parents having a serious criminal history, people determined not to be a child's parents, parents facing evidence of child abuse, and parents being treated for a communicable disease, and parents whose location is not known. A new grocery store is coming to downtown KCK. The Merck, a co-op based in Lawrence, plans to run the store at the corner of 5th and Minnesota. KCK officials have long been hoping to attract a grocery store. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Simply the best for less. Hey, it's Scott Parks for Window World. And did you know that Window World windows are one of the two windows with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval? Ranked number one in the number of windows sold in the country by Qualified Remodeler magazine. And windows from Window World don't just look amazing. They keep the cold air out in the winter, but here's the important part. They keep the hot air out in the summer. Energy efficient. Make the move today. Online at windowskansascity.com. And a lifetime warranty that covers all parts, glass breakage, and labor. Windows from Window World use a double-strength glass that gives it a strength not commonly found in replacement windows. Call for a free home estimate today. 816-799-0820. Window World now offering 18 months. Same as cash financing with approved credit. 816-799-0820 or online at windowskansascity.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
A downright hot and humid go of it across our area for the next several days. We're under a heat advisory now for the National Weather Service for the rest of the week. Hazy sunshine for the afternoon or high up to 95 degrees. Of course, you factor in the humidity. We're looking at a peak heat index value up to 105. Tonight, we're clear, low mid-70s. The hot and muggy weather for tomorrow and for Thursday, too. Highs each day ranging from the low to mid-90s. The heat index values above 100. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
94 at KCI. It is 96 right now in Lee's Summit, 96 at your official weather station. The only way you can take KMBZ with you is the radio.com app. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Tuesday throwback to the 80s. 1985. 576-7798. Somebody says, wasn't the coach only like 25 years old? I believe that's right. He was very young.
And the other thing I do want to point out, Scott, is they're saying in Thailand, especially in some of the rural areas, they're not sitting in front of a television screen playing video games all day. There are a lot of kids who, in the rural areas, their entertainment is exploring nature.
Okay, that's
so,
fine.
So, you know, your normal teenager that you're thinking of here in the United States, they're like, you can't do that there. They are too poor. Here's another one for video games. Kids go out and play. It does not surprise me these kids, along with their coach, went exploring.
That's fine. Don't go that far into the cave. Explore the first 100 feet. They were in a mile. Oh, my. Oh. That's a little too far, boys. Anyway, I don't know. 576-7798. Line one. Hello. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there. This morning, on one of the early morning shows, I heard that it was a tradition that they did, that after that game, the players and the coach would go in and they'd rub their hands on the inside of the cave.
Aww.
It's a tradition.
Good, rub your hands
and get
out.
When they got in there, water started coming in, and they panicked, and they ran from the water that was coming in, thinking they'd be safe, running ahead of it.
Okay. Well, why would you go in there if you knew the rain was coming?
Well, maybe you thought there was an exit farther in. I don't know. But you're not necessarily thinking sanely when you're just responding to something that happens. But it was a tradition that they had. It wasn't just this coach doing some bizarre thing off the top of his head. Apparently, this is a common thing for them to do. It just didn't work out well.
Okay. All right. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Finish your thought?
No, that's it.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right, you take care. 576-7798.
Can we just be so glad they're okay? I'm just
glad. I am. I don't want to be Debbie Downer here. I'm thrilled that they're okay. However, I would need to remind everyone, a 38-year-old, highly trained Thai Navy SEAL lost his life in all of this. And sadly, I don't think he gets remembered quite enough. But I just don't see the point in going that far. How far would you want your kid to go into a cave? What would be appropriate?
6 feet.
6 feet.
That's far enough. Come on back, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, they clearly, if they were trapped by rain.
I'm losing you on the Life 360 app. Can you come back, please?
If they were trapped by rainwater, they had clearly gone in too far, which means that there was a bad decision made by somebody. I would have to say that the bad decision was made by the coach. Amy and Gardner. Amy, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Well, I agree. I think it's kind of neat that they were exploring instead of just sitting on their couches, eat pizza or whatever. But, Scott, what I've been hearing is that when they were found, they were 2 miles deep, and that was only because once the rain did start happening, they retreated inwards more and more and more as the rain came up and up and up. I don't think they purposely went back that far. Sure, they may have been in too far, whatever that amount was before the rain, but I think that's why they were so far back, because he was just trying to keep them alive.
But that's my point, Amy, and maybe I didn't say it correctly or very well, and maybe you just don't agree with it. Where the hell are you, by the way?
Sorry, I run construction. I'm in a haul truck.
Oh, okay. How far into a cave do you need to be where, when it starts raining, you need to go backwards farther into the cave than forwards out of it?
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is scary to me, but in his defense, I was going to say I don't think he meant to do that, but it got that way.
Okay. All right. Hey, be safe out there.
Thanks.
Okay. That's what it sounds like inside of a hauler truck?
I don't know.
Okay. Somebody says it was almost death by dumbass. Yeah, I would agree with that. Do you want to talk about this when we get back? It's all right.
At 3 o'clock, let's talk about that at 3. It is really hard to read that story. It will be hard to talk about that story. And Scott, when it comes to a mother who is desperately anguished over the slide of her son who is addicted to drugs, where do privacy rights kick in versus this kind of public service announcement we keep seeing with people posting photos of people in various states of overdose? And is it okay for us to all just be a little bit uncomfortable?
Okay. Before we get to that, Scottish officials, Rod, you'll be happy to know, have a plan ready if the Loch Ness monster is ever caught. Officials drew up a set of guidelines on how to protect the species, including releasing it back into the loch. The partly serious, partly fun code of practice was written in 2001 by the Scottish National Heritage, SNH, which is funded by the Scottish government. SNH now says it will dust off the plan and put it into action should the beast ever be discovered. It says officials should take a DNA sample.
No such thing.
I know. Are they running low on tourism or something and they need more people to show up to not see it? Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
I believe the Loch Ness Monster was a shadow on a photograph.
I've always said, now that everyone carries amazing cameras with them all the time.
Right.
You see a whole lot less pictures of Bigfoot.
You ever notice that? Messy.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Used to be a lot of those. Not so much anymore.
Now that everybody's got a camera on their phone.
An amazing camera, so there's no blurry pictures really anymore, yeah. You know.
When was the last time you saw a picture of Bigfoot?
It's been a while.
When was the last time you saw a picture of
I'm sure
of
the text line's going to explode with people going, oh, no, it happens all the time, but I ain't seen it in a long time.
I believe in some things.
Like what?
Loch Ness Monster is not one of them.
Not to get into a conspiracy theory, but Rod, I want you back in here real quick. What is the one thing that's never been proven to exist, but you think it does exist?
Life on other planets.
Yeah, aliens.
Okay, all right.
Because too many people around the world have seen something.
A lot of people have been probed.
I'm going with aliens and Roswell and Area 51 and all that stuff. Or two, what area is it?
51.
Whatever. I'm going with all that stuff.
Okay. You don't believe in Bigfoot?
I believe the government knows stuff that it's not telling us.
Then why doesn't the government tell us?
Well, I think there are panic reasons. We've talked about that. There are religious reasons for some people, which I don't understand, but there are.
Nor do I, and I'm religious.
I've always said I think it has a whole lot less to do with religion and a whole lot more to do with telling the American people, yes, aliens exist. Yes, they can come here and turn cows inside out and stick things up your butt or whatever it is. There's nothing we could really do about
it. Have you seen that
Go
movie?
On about your lives.
Which one?
Try not to panic.
The one where it happened. And they...
Well, allegedly happened.
They passed. Those guys passed a polygraph.
Are you talking about the one where the guy claims he was taken up into a spaceship?
Yes. And they were dumped naked in the field.
What was the name of that movie?
It's one word. Scared me to death. Remember he sees the syrup falling off the table? Someone spills a bottle of like maple syrup. And he sees that, and it launches him into this crazy, psychotic flashback of what was done to him. How do you all pass a polygraph? These were like, you know, small town.
Yeah, I remember the movie. I just don't remember the name of it.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Just tell me on the text line the name of that damn movie.
22.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know the movie. I just can't remember the
years ago.
You believe they
fire in the sky. Fire in the sky.
Yeah, that's one word.
Well, fire... in the sky.
Fire in the sky. That's one word.
Let me see if there's been an update to that. Because they never recanted. They said this happened to us.
Independence Day. I don't think that was the movie, guys.
It was a 1993 film based off of a book by Travis Walton. It says Hollywood took some artistic license. I don't want to know that. I believe they were probed.
Wait. Go back. He took artistic license. Do you admit that?
Hollywood took some artistic license,
with
it says.
The book?
No, with the movie.
But how come aliens don't just, if they're so much more powerful than we are and better than we are, why don't they just put their spaceship right there in the sky outside the studio, come down, take you or me with them.
They did this to these guys, Travis. They did this.
But,
there were six guys.
But nobody else saw them get taken.
That's right. They were working on a tree thinning contract in Arizona. Okay. On the ride back, a bright light caught their eye.
I'm calling BS on that already. There are no trees in Arizona. It's a desert.
After shutting off the engine to their truck, they got closer to this unbelievable sight. The craft appeared to be stationary, floating 20 feet above the ground with a diameter of 15 to 20 feet.
Kind of a small little craft, ain't it?
Travis hastily made the decision to examine it up close, a decision that haunts him to this day. It seemed he was hypnotized by the mystery, and then the energy shifted and the saucer started to wobble.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. This is a thing. I'm telling you, I believe something happened to those guys.
Then why doesn't an alien, if they can hypnotize me with their spaceship, why don't they just land outside in the parking lot tonight at 6 o'clock, wobble, make me hypnotize, take me up and anally probe me, and then drop me back off in about a week?
I don't know, Scott.
I mean, if they're better than us, I mean, they don't need to hide. I mean, they always seem to come at night. Isn't that weird?
I nocturnal think vision? Something happened to those men. Not saying what, but I think something happened.
I think they got on the peyote a little heavy. That's what I think. I believe that there is alien life out there. I'm just not convinced that they've come here, kidnapped us, probed us. Why would they return him? Why wouldn't they just take him up there, probe him, do their research, and kill him?
I don't know.
Why risk it to bring him back? They
when they polygraphed all these guys, no blatant signs of deception were detected.
Say that last part again.
No blatant signs of deception were detected.
Okay, but why would they bring him back?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know. I would hope they would bring me back. I wouldn't want to be stuck up there in that goo.
I know. But they have no reason to bring you back. I mean, they're not trying to be nice.
I don't know.
They're not making friends.
I think there's something there. I don't know what. But it ain't the Loch Ness Monster. Come on.
Bigfoot?
No. No.
576-7798, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hey, you know Scott and Steve at Kriegel Mesh Diamonds have, I don't know, some 70-plus years experience between the two of them buying and selling hundreds of millions of dollars in fine jewelry all over the world. They are wholesalers. It's what they do. And because of that, you are going to save. Let them design something for you and sell it directly to you. I've said this before. You can price them first. You can price them last. It doesn't matter. Line up five estimates. They don't care. I'm telling you, I've seen this happen again and again and again. Wholesale prices, when you are choosing a diamond, will not be beat. They don't even have a receptionist on staff to answer their phone. They don't have staff. It's just Scott and Steve at Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. By private appointment only, give them a call. See what they can do for you. 913-660-9609. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Matthew Wilder, One Hit Wonder, on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. David and Lee Summit. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Better than I deserve, my friend. Thank you for asking.
Hey, listen, I think I have an answer for you on the UFOs, okay?
Okay.
All right, I believe that there are UFOs. I just don't believe in aliens.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, You're a Christian, right? So you believe in, you believe that the Prince of Lies exists, right? Satan?
I believe in the devil, yeah.
All right. Well, what better way to obfuscate or change people's minds than to have demons posing as aliens?
Okay.
But David,
for what benefit? I don't understand your point.
For what benefit? If a lot of people say, well, if there's other planets with other people on it, then God can't exist because God created us. Why would he create anybody else? It doesn't say anywhere in the Bible that he created anybody else.
It doesn't say he didn't either.
No, it doesn't. I agree. But what possible reason would aliens have to come here? Okay? So my point is...
Well, in Independence Day, they came here because they were running out of necessary raw materials on their... Hey, if you're allowed to use Hollywood, I'm allowed to use Hollywood.
I only use it when it makes sense to
you. They were running out of their raw materials.
But if you find it so easy to believe in aliens, you can find it easy to believe in... Especially since in the Bible, there were demons. I mean, legions.
Right. Let's not get into a religious discussion, because if we do, then we got to start bringing in all the other ones, and because we're an equal opportunity
religious
show on
place.
That. Yeah. But I don't want to get into the religion aspect. The only religion component about aliens I find fascinating is why it would hurt religion, because I don't think it would. Wouldn't hurt mine. Dave in Liberty. Another Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Dana. What a welcome respite from Supreme Court nominees and children rescued from the cave. I wish you guys would do this more often, but the Travis Walton Fire in the Sky was one of my favorite of the UFO stories you were talking about.
Have you read the book, Dave, or just the movie? Have you just seen the movie?
I read the book first and then saw the movie, and I thought the movie was absolutely fantastic as compared to the book. And as a matter of fact, they interviewed that FBI agent who interviewed them. And he said that he didn't necessarily believe in UFOs himself, but he absolutely believed that they were telling the truth. So he said, you just have to decide what it is that they saw, but they were telling the truth. But a better one than this was the very first documented abduction story was in 1960 with Betty and Barney Hill. And if you read that one, that will really, really make you wonder just what's going on, because she had actually mapped out traffic lanes that the aliens said that they used for traveling back and forth. Had mapped that out, and it was like 20 years ahead of its time that part of the universe had actually been mapped out by high-powered telescopes.
Dave, thank you for the call. Most of Betty Hill's notes, tapes, and other items have been placed in permanent collection at the University of New Hampshire, her alma mater. According to a variety of reports, the alleged UFO sighting happened on September 19th, 1961. They were driving, and Betty claimed to have observed a bright point of light in the sky that moved from below the moon and the planet Jupiter upward to the west of the moon. She thought it was a falling star.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The old falling star trick. They pull it on us every time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Arriving at home about dawn, the Hills assert they had some odd sensations and impulses they could not explain. Mm-hmm. Their watches would never run again. The toes of her shoes were scraped.
Okay.
Yep. How do you explain it?
I don't know. Maybe you kick something.
Mm-mm.
To the newsroom at Carol Marks.
Happening now on KMBZ, a Johnson County family has to get rabies shots. We'll tell you why next.
Dana right here for Dr. Tag in the Center for Nutrition in Leewood at 135th and Row. I ran into my girlfriend the other night at dinner, and she is down more than 50. pounds since she walked in those doors for her free consultation with Dr. Tag. What are you waiting for? You know, I told you I wanted to lose a quick 20 before I went to Mexico on spring break, and I was able to do that. Dr. Tag and the Center for Nutrition is the only thing that has ever worked for me. Medically managed weight loss with a real medical doctor there with you every step of the way to get to your root cause, your struggle in the weight loss arena. And you're going to love his staff. Give him a call for that free consultation, 913-814-8222, 913-814-8222, or tagnutrition.com. You tell him Dana sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.